Have you ever noticed how an Apple store or a Starbucks makes you feel inside? It's just a building, but the way that the physical space has been designed makes you fall in love with that brand. Today, I interview Made Design founder Jared Skinner, and we talked about how he's turning the architecture world upside down and focusing on a generation that's all about experiences to reimagine what can be done to make those customers come back again and again and fall in love with that brand. I've always been fascinated with architecture, and today's interview is the perfect primer on what it's like to get inside the mind of a top architect and designer. So get ready to think creatively and enjoy. Hello, everyone. I am extremely excited to welcome Jared Skinner to the show today. Jared is an award-winning architectural designer that draws on his influences from world travels to design physical spaces that make people fall in love with their brand. He has studied at the renowned UA Rome Center in Italy and has previously worked with Corgan, McKinsey Consulting, Spire Realtor, and many more. In January of this year, Jared co-founded Made Design, an architectural design studio located in Dallas, Texas. Made is visionary for a few reasons that we'll get into today, but they truly understand today's millennial and Gen Z consumers, and their streamlined design process aims to fix a broken industry by putting clients, creativity, and collaboration first. So thanks for being here with us today, Jared.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Brandon. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. So if you don't mind, in your own words, could you tell everyone a little bit about who you are and what you do?
Yeah, so I'm Jared Skinner. And I co-founded Made, which is an architectural design company with my co-founder, Shema Hyder, who is basically just a genie, a Zen master when it comes to what she does. And we just kind of figured out and noticed a loophole that was in the architecture market in the design realm with retailers and e-commerce and everything, and kind of the upstart of the brick and mortar stores, really. As opposed to everything being done online with Amazon. So we really just kind of have been rethinking the way people engage with brands. And so Made was formed, and Made is stands for marketing, architecture, design, and education. And it's basically, we rethink people's brands and come up with a better way that people interact with them in a physical realm. And we bake marketing into it so that everything we design, everything we touch, everything we think about has marketing baked in, and it reinforces the brand. So everything from the scents, the smells, the touch, anything, any way you interact with the brand is reinforced through our design.
Awesome. So you're kind of bringing that like Apple store, Microsoft store feel to people who have no idea where to start or how to even create a branding like that.
Exactly. Yeah. It's basically deconstructing the smallest interaction you have with that brand from your first interaction to maybe navigating the store to the first time you pick up something. Like, is the very beginning to the very end of the interaction with the brand.
Awesome. That's incredible. Now, just to backtrack a little bit, how did you discover your passion for architecture and get into this field?
Oh man, I wish I had some crazy amazing story about this. So when I first started school, I went in undeclared, and basically took me a couple years to kind of figure out, you know, I'd take the leap into architecture. It was always very intimidating and kind of overwhelming when you think about it. You hear the horror stories about the guys sleeping in the building, and you're never outside of architecture, but I took the leap, and it was the most amazing thing I've ever done. I fell in love with architecture in the first year. Thank God, because I don't think anybody would survive architecture school if you didn't genuinely enjoy what you did. And so it was just downhill from there, you know. I studied in Rome, which was amazing. I mean, I don't know of a better place to actually study architecture than in the place it was created, basically. And it just kind of, you know, it took off from there. And worked at Corgan and GFF, which are some kind of corporate firms here in Dallas, and kind of got my design senses honed in a little bit, and kind of got my feet wet in I guess the professional world, and then I ran into Shema, and we kind of did a couple projects together, and once we realized this kind of need in the market, Made was born, and it took off from there.
That is incredible. Now, I know you gave us what the MADE acronym stands for, but can you go through that again and how you sort of, why you chose a word with an acronym? I know it's really catchy as well.
Yeah. So MADE stands for Marketing, Architecture, Development, and Education. Shema handles all the marketing stuff. That's, you know, a completely foreign realm to me, but she knows the ins and outs of everything marketing, obviously. I mean, her firm is, it's amazing. Anybody who Google searches Shema can obviously see, like, she knows what she's doing. Architecture is the design realm that I handle. I actually have a development side of this as well. My brother, keeping it in the family, he handles all the development, construction, build outs, and everything that our firm handles. And we also have an education side. So not to get too in-depth with this, this is still kind of a branch we're going to roll out soon. But we're thinking maybe some symposiums, maybe some kind of educational TED Talk sort of things that maybe people around Dallas and maybe other cities can be involved in. So big things coming in the future, so everybody stay tuned. But that's just kind of a brief rundown.
Very cool. Now, I know it can be, you know, a big scary leap going from having a job to starting something on your own. So can you walk us through really what was in your mind during that process of knowing that, you know, I'm going to take this jump. I know I can succeed. I know I can do it, and following through on it.
Yeah. I mean, obviously I think anybody who wants to leave a steady paying job has to be a little bit of crazy, but in a good way, right? I mean, you got to be hungry, you got to be thirsty, you got to really want to go after something. And it was a little scary, you know, because I had a good job and I just wasn't fulfilled in the creative sense. I wanted my design voice to come out. I wanted to really hone my design skills and have the freedom to do what I want. You know, the corporate realm is awesome for a lot of people, but it's not for me. And probably any entrepreneur for that matter. It was scary, but I think my hunger for what I wanted to do and what I saw my life being was a lot more than just a 9-to-5 job in the corporate realm. So yeah, I would say, like, if you're hungry and you want that and you're really looking for that, don't be scared, make the jump. I mean, you'll land, you'll figure it out. I would not be intimidated to just, you know, get out there and do it.
Awesome. Now, looking backwards and seeing where you are now from January to September here, what would you say are the top two or three skills that have been most critical for your success?
Creativity, first and foremost. In the world we're in today, you've got to be creative. You've got to stand out. The millennials are looking for that, right? I mean, you see the coffee shops, you see brands like Amazon, brands like Toys R Us just closed, right? And it's because they weren't creative or forward thinking. The other thing I would say is adaptability. You've got to be able to adapt to your environment. You got to be able to switch things up. And the other thing I would say is execution. Whenever you are ready to roll something out, you've got to jump on it. You've got to, you know, take the bull by the horns and just make it happen. And I think a lot of people, just like Toys R Us, you know, they might have had some ideas, but they didn't really roll anything out or take advantage of it. So I would say execution, be ready to jump on it and make it happen when you can.
It's been really interesting. Out of so many people that we've had the chance to interview, execution is always normally listed in one of those top three skills, because everyone's got big ideas. Everyone's got hopes and dreams and things they want. But unless you actually start making a plan and taking those action steps, they're just always going to be some far off memory.
Exactly. Yeah. And opportunities are going to pass you by. if you don't make it happen and, you know, take advantage of the situation while you got it, opportunities are fast fleeting. So I would say jump on it as soon as you can.
Awesome. Now, so for a lot of our audience, we talk in communication and soft skills. And what would you say are some of the biggest communication errors or problems, especially now that you're running your own company, you've got to delegate different things. So what are some of the big communication bottlenecks that you've had to deal with?
From a design sense, it's really kind of getting your ideas and designs out there and navigating the realm with what the client wants, what you believe is the best, and what's actually going to be physically built or able to be built, right? That's kind of a tough question. I would say that you kind of navigate it as you go. There's no perfectly right answer, but we work as closely with our client and as closely with the developers and the contractors to make sure that it's built exactly with how we spec it and exactly with what the client is expecting. So those are tough waters to navigate, right, in any company. But I would say just feel it out as you go. You should know, you know, what your client's looking for and the best way to kind of execute that.
And I think, you know, asking the right questions and really getting to know on a deeper level what your clients are wanting takes you and allows you to get more creative and think outside the box when you really know what it is that they're trying to get out of that physical space. Would you agree?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I mean, we spend hours a day in workshops with our clients just to make sure that what we are designing is going down the right path and it suits all their needs. And they're very vocal, you know, if there's something that they don't like, then they'll say, hey, we need to scrap this. And if we say, okay, how about a spinoff on this? You know, we propose this, you know, it's a very collaborative situation. So it's a give and a take, and it's been, you know, great so far, but it's again, like the collaborative environment, if there's something that they think of that maybe might need to be tweaked, then we're all about it. You know, this, we don't want any egos. This has nothing to do with design awards or anything. We want our client to be as happy and pleased with the end result as we are.
Awesome. Now, do you have any favorite, you know, favorite build outs or favorite client success stories that you've had the chance to work with?
I would say the most recent, right? Because I say that our most recent work is our best, but not as good as our next. But our best so far has been Starbucks. We just finished a Starbucks build out in a skyscraper downtown, Bryan Tower in Dallas. And I think it's really cool. I mean, we did the whole thing soup to nuts. It was an entire empty space, and we turned it into a pretty vibrant, warm coffee shop. So I don't have any photos up of it now. It's coming soon. It should be live next week, but it'll be on the website for people to take a look if they click the link after the interview.
Awesome. Awesome. Now, I know one of the big things, especially with any company in getting clients and maintaining that business, there's a huge aspect of networking and growing that base and keeping in touch and following up. So could you share a little bit about how, you know, some of your networking and growing client strategies has helped you to accelerate your success?
Yeah. You know, one of the craziest things is a lot of it is social, right? I mean, it is networking, but it's kind of pushing your brand out there on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, LinkedIn. I mean, all these websites, because it is very visible and people do see it. And a lot of the kind of proposals that I've been approached with have come over LinkedIn. They've come over Facebook. They've come over Instagram. And you know, me and Shema, we get out there and we talk to people. Obviously we don't hesitate if we see somebody, you know, if we're out looking at a project, we'll stop by another side project and go talk to people. And we've had tons of leads that way. So really, I mean, I wouldn't underestimate the kind of boots on the ground game. I mean, don't be afraid to get out there, but also social is extremely visible. So don't underestimate that as well.
I love that. I like that you're also, you know, a lot of what your designs are working with is the millennial and Gen Z generations, which look at things differently. We use spaces differently. And so can you really share, I know that you talk about fixing a broken system. So what are your ways that you guys are going about it to make it more apt for the millennial generation?
Right. So this goes back to just like Toys R Us we were talking about earlier, right? Toys R Us didn't roll out any new ideas. They basically were helping people buy toys online, just like Amazon, right? So it was the same old, same old. You're putting lipstick on a pig. You're not changing anything. What if they would have rolled out like a Toys R Us themed, like I was watching a video with Gary Vaynerchuk, right? In 30 seconds, he came up with really great ideas that they could have, you know, rolled out. Slime centers that pop up around places for people to drop off their kids, or kids get to play with this slime, or they get to play with these toys. They get to go home, tell their mom, oh my God, the toy I played with, I gotta have this, you know? All these interactive experiential pop-ups or stores, that's what these millennials and these new age thinkers, that these Gen Zs or whatever you want to call them, that's what they're looking for. So it's really just about giving them experiences and not so much the same old big box retailers where you walk in, you know exactly where your stuff is on a certain aisle. You go in under the fluorescent lights and you pick it from a rack. It's not about that anymore. They want an experience. They expect something more than just pulling something off the rack.
I totally agree. And I was going through your blog on the website, and one of the things I noticed is there's a post on authenticity, which I think hits a chord so well with millennials, where we want these experiences, we want to interact with our environment, but we also want it to be real. And I think, you know, when it comes to designing a space, there's a lot that can be done to make it feel, to give it that ambiance that I think people don't notice. Like, we just, from a non-designer's perspective, we can feel if it's off or not real, but how do you kind of think that through and create a space so that it feels authentic and feels comfortable?
Yeah, so that's kind of the million-dollar question, right? But it's literally everything we design is bespoke to that brand, right? So we will take a brand, we will look at it, we will deconstruct it, figure out how people are currently interacting with it, how we can innovate and change how people interact with it. Like Anthropology stores, they increased their sales by 14% last year, not by rebranding or restructuring their store, but through simple things. They redesigned the store layout where people seem to meander through the store. They find little things hidden in nooks, you know, as they discover this. They introduce soft woods and different things you can touch when you're in the store. There's a certain smell. Just like whenever you're walking through the mall and you smell A&F, right? You know that A&F, it's an awful smell, but you still know that it's around the corner, right? Same thing with Anthropology. People are reinforcing the smell with Anthropology, the touch, the way you meander the store. Everything is reinforcing the brand. So it's just things like that. There's no secret sauce that you sprinkle on top, right? But it's literally just taking taking a focused thought process towards the brand and making sure that everything is reinforced to it, and everything you design is helping the client reach your goals.
Awesome. Now, so I know you guys are just starting in January and whatnot, but what are some of the big things or any projects that you're currently working on that's in the pipeline?
Yeah, so we can't really disclose a lot of the stuff we're working on, right? Because our clients are kind of the forward-thinking entrepreneurs, these guys that kind of want to roll out something nobody has ever seen before or really touched on. So we can't really disclose the current projects. I will tell everybody to stay tuned. We have some really, really cool stuff coming down the pipeline. Check the website. We'll have the Starbucks stuff up soon on the website, so they'll be able to see photos of that and kind of the design process. But just stay tuned, because we've got some really cool stuff coming.
Awesome. And what is the best way for people to find the website, social media, all that good stuff?
Sure. So website is made.design, made.design. You can follow us on Instagram at made.arch. And yeah, I think all our information is on the website. You can shoot us emails. You can follow us on Instagram. And that's the best way to kind of get a hold of us.
Awesome. And I'll make sure to put all those links in the description for everyone down below. So flipping the page a little bit about not so much what you do, but a little bit about you. And who would you say is an inspiration to you?
Oh, hands down, my father, for sure. So I'm from Arkansas, originally Northwest Arkansas, a small little town. But he grew up with basically nothing, put himself through school, put himself through college early, graduated top of his class. He owns his own law firm. He's an attorney back home. And he literally is the closest living thing that I've seen to somebody who literally starts from zero and builds everything that they've worked for. and he's a workhorse, and I don't know how he does it, but he just, man, the stamina he's got, I can only hope to have half as I grow up. But I model everything I do after everything that he's done with his firm and building things from scratch.
Awesome. That's incredible. Now, another fun one. If you could have a conversation with anyone, past, present, future, fact or fiction, who would that be?
Louis Kahn. Louis Kahn is one of my favorite architects, and very eccentric, very, very out there, but everything that he's designed, that the first architectural space that I walked in that I was literally, that affects you emotionally and really just kind of hits you in the core was Exeter Library. And that's designed by Louis Kahn. And I'm telling you, if anybody has a chance to go visit this space, you need to see it. And just to pick his brain for just a few minutes about how he came up with the space and everything about it, I, you know, that would definitely be a dream.
Awesome. Awesome. Now, one of our favorites, we've got a lot of readers in the audience. Do you have any favorite books or book recommendations? And maybe if someone wants to get into architecture that has no idea about it, where can someone maybe look at some cool designs?
Right. So a non-architecture book that I would recommend that I recently read is Tools of Titans. I'm sure everybody knows it, Tim Ferriss, but it's great. I mean, I've adopted a lot of things out of that book that I didn't necessarily even know about before, and it's been really helpful in kind of the day-to-day work progress and just being able to function, right, on a higher level than I was before. As far as an architecture book, I don't know of any that are just kind of one-stop shops. I know of a lot of like Dwell Magazine. That's one of my favorites. I really like looking at kind of the new spaces people roll out. Arch Daily, that's a website that I go to every day. They have all the cool new projects. They do a good job of breaking it down and explaining kind of how the designers reach the end product. And another website is Design Boom that I really like. And it's kind of not so architecture centric, but it's great with new designs, new products, tech. It's kind of a one-stop shop for anything and everything design. So I encourage everybody to kind of check those out.
Awesome. Awesome. And then last question here, is there anything that you wish I had asked that you'd like to share with everyone, or any final words of wisdom for everyone out there?
I think you did a pretty thorough job, man. That was great. I would reiterate the fact, if anybody wants to basically get into the entrepreneurial world and leave the corporate world behind, or if you're having cold feet about making the jump, or maybe not now, maybe thinking about procrastinating and pushing it off, don't procrastinate. Do it. Take any step towards making it happen. I promise you it will be well worth it, and you will be 10 times happier, 100 times happier than where you were before. Just take the leap. Trust me. You won't regret it.
Awesome. Thank you so much for your time today, Jared. That's made.design. I've checked out their website. I've looked through the Facebook and Instagram. They're doing some exciting things, and I will definitely be paying attention to what's coming out of the pipeline here coming soon.
Awesome. I appreciate it, Brandon. Thanks for your time.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us.
And that's a wrap. What did you think? Let us know your favorite tip that you learned in the comments below. And if you know someone who is an architect or redesigning or works at a Starbucks and wants to redesign the whole place, you know who to call now. Go ahead and send them this link. I'm sure that they will appreciate it. Below, I've included links to Jared's website. So if there's something that we've talked about or you want to see what's going on in his world, you can check out the Made Design website. It is beautiful and well-designed as well. What would you expect from an architect? Of course. Anyway, click subscribe down there in the corner so that you never miss another video. Turn on your notifications so you get notified every time we upload a new video. Remember, life lessons are on Mondays, expert interviews just like this one every Wednesday, learning the top tips from the pros. And Friday, we've got difficult behaviors and personality breakdown. So a little bit of something for everyone. And last but not least, don't forget we've got open enrollment on our brand new course, Millennial Magnetism, which helps you to unleash your inner awesome, be crazy charismatic, talk to anyone, work a room like no one's business, and all of that in less than 10 minutes a day. Until next time, ciao for now.